This is K.M. Weiland, and you are listening to the 632nd episode of the Helping Writers Become Authors podcast. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, a new way to think about the lie the character believes. One of the simplest entry points to understanding how story works is the lie the character believes. It is the fulcrum of any character arc or any thematic discussion within a story. It's also the gasoline on the engine of a character's inner conflict, and by extension, it can either power the outer conflict or at least be used as a lens through which to view it. As its name suggests, the lie the character believes is a simplistic concept, which is exactly what makes it so valuable and utilitarian a tool for understanding story. However, as with all simplistic concepts, we must be careful not to assume that it lacks complexity. So although you can certainly frame your character's conflicts in terms of a black and white lie-truth dichotomy, the reality is, of course, more complex, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about today, reality, and how the lie the character believes is, in fact, a gauge of the character's relationship with reality. Now, those of you who have read my books, Creating Character Arcs and the Creating Character Arcs workbook, will be familiar with the lie the character believes as arguably the central principle of character transformation. For those who are new to the idea, the lie the character believes is the mindset the character will be challenged to arc out of over the course of the story. If the character succeeds in transcending the lie, the story will follow a positive change arc. If the protagonist already adheres to the story's thematic truth and inspires supporting characters to transcend the lie, the story will offer a flat arc. And if the character fails to transcend the lie, the story will present a negative change arc, of which there are at least three versions, and which, of course, I talk about in my book, Creating Character Arcs. The lie is a limited perspective that the character holds about himself or the world. Up until the beginning of the story, it is a perspective that has offered relative value to the character and his ability to survive and succeed within the story's normal world. However, once the character enters the crucible of what will be the story's adventure world, everything changes. The lie proves itself to no longer be a functional modus operandi. From here on, the character will be challenged to adapt to the story's thematic truth. And only if he succeeds in, usually painfully, expanding his perspective will he be able to grapple with the main conflict and perhaps gain the plot goal he is pursuing. So as we explored a few weeks ago, the lie is distinct from, but still closely tied in with other aspects of the character's primary pain point. The lie will usually arise from a painful experience in the character's past called the ghost, which informs her way of perceiving how the world works. Very often, the ghost will have caused a wound the character carries with her, and which will make her cling even more desperately to the lie in the belief it is somehow protecting her. This belief may be entirely accurate, or it may simply be a trauma response. Over the course of the character's arc, the lie will be systematically challenged by the events of the plot. The character will slowly begin to see another possibility, and that is the enlarged perspective of the thematic truth. Particularly at the story's midpoint, he will face a moment of truth in which he is able to see the validity of the new perspective, even though he is not yet willing to relinquish the familiar lie-based mindset. By the time the character reaches the low moment of the third plot point and is faced with the impending climax, he will have to choose whether he is willing to sacrifice the comfortable mindsets upon which he has so far depended in order to allow himself space to grow into the possibilities of the bigger truth. So the most important point today is that the lie and the truth in a story are relative. The lie the character believes doesn't have to be an outright deception, as it is in The Village, when the young characters are taught by the elders that monsters will kill anyone who ventures into the woods. nor does it necessarily have to be an obviously mistaken perspective, as in Gone with the Wind, in which Scarlett O'Hara is determined to believe Ashley Wilkes loves her more than his wife, Melanie. The most accurate way to think of the lie is simply as a limited perspective. For example, growing up is hard in About a Boy. One of the best ways to recognize this is to also examine the idea of the thematic truth. So even though I capitalize the term in my teachings to indicate its importance as an entity within story, this is not meant to indicate your story's thematic truth must represent ultimate truth. In 99% of stories, the thematic truth will be a relative truth. It is truer than the lie-based mindset with which the character has wrestled throughout the story. In short, the truth the character is challenged to adopt is itself a limited perspective. It's just less limited. This points to the fact that character arcs reflect real life by showing characters growing, but rarely arriving. Think about it. We all probably undertake a new character arc, the challenge to make the leap from a limited perspective to a slightly more accurate perspective every single day. Now, sometimes those arcs are so life-changing, we recognize them as such as the life cycle arcs that I talk about in my book, Writing Archetypal Character Arcs. But even these massive mindset shifts are just another rung up or down the ladder of consciousness in this human life. The best any of us can do is hope to refine our perspectives into greater accuracy a little bit more every day. And that's what we expect from our characters as well. So, if the lie isn't, strictly speaking, a lie, and the truth isn't the truth, then what are they? As I was lying in bed the other morning, one of my early thoughts, because apparently I dream about story theory, was the lie the character believes is really just a resistance to reality. The lie is not a lie until the character's relationship to reality shifts, either internally or externally. This is why the character will have been able to merrily carry on with her limited perspective for perhaps even her entire life up until the beginning of the story. This also helps us define exactly what story is, since it underlines the old directive that whatever is happening in a story should be the most important thing to have happened in the character's life so far. We often take this to mean external action in the plot, but really, what is more important than perspective? Story, by definition, challenges the status quo. The normal world of the first act is designed to represent this status quo. It is a status quo in which the lie-based perspective proves reasonably effective, which means the character has no reason to challenge it. Indeed, trying to challenge it too soon might even prove counterproductive. But now, times are a-changing. The world around the character, or perhaps the character himself, is no longer the same. Indeed, reality is changing. To the degree the character resists that change and refuses to adapt his mindset, his old mindset's effectiveness will prove more and more limited until it becomes definitively incorrect, a lie. Even if this mindset was previously competent, it is now outmoded. The rules have changed, and the character must now prove whether or not she can adapt. However, the adaptation of perspectives is not easy. This shift from lie to truth is never as simple as learning to apply new facts or skills. Rather, this is about digging deep into the psyche and uprooting a perspective with which the character identifies. The lie, therefore, can also be viewed as an ego identity. And ego identities don't go easily. They can't go easily. Their entire function within the psyche is to ensure survival. If something worked in the past, the ego wants to keep on doing it. And depending on how deeply the ego has identified with any particular perspective, it will fight tooth and claw to keep from giving it up. The ego may not necessarily oppose the recognition of a new perspective, but it does not want to give up the old viewpoint. And this is why character arc reveals the progression of the character's relationship to both the lie and the truth. In the first act, the character entirely believes the lie. In the first half of the second act, the character begins to experience the limitations of the lie. At the midpoint's moment of truth, the character witnesses the irrefutable potency of the truth. In a positive change arc, the character will adopt the mindset of the truth, but will not yet give up the lie. In the second half of the second act, the character will attempt to implement the truth without fully refuting the lie, and will experience increasingly both the potential of the truth and the quote-unquote punishment of trying to use the lie. At the third plot point, the character will encounter a situation that demands a final choice between the lie and the truth. The two perspectives can no longer be held simultaneously. And in the third act, the character will act upon whichever perspective was chosen. In a positive change and flat arc, the character will use the truth to gain success of some type, whether internal, external, or both. In a negative change arc, the character will refuse to face the demands of reality and continue clinging to the original, or an even worse, lie. All right, so as we close out this little examination of the lie your character believes, here are 9 questions you can use to examine how your characters might be resisting the new reality of your story. Inherent in the answers will be your story's strongest character arc. And if you would like to see these written out, you can, of course, find that in the transcript of this episode on my website at helpingwritersbecomeauthors.com. Question number 1. How have the early events of the story changed things for the protagonist in a way that demands adaptation? Question number 2. How has the character's reality changed since the beginning of the story? Question number 3. How is the character now out of sync with this new reality? Question number 4. Which of the character's mindsets is no longer accurate? Question number 5. How do the character's attempts to maintain this old mindset now create a resistance to or even denial of the new reality? Question number 6. Is the character attempting to apply old rules to a new game? Question number 7. How might the necessary adaptation be painful or difficult for the character to accept? Question number 8. What ego identities must the character release in order to successfully adopt the new perspective? And question number 9. How will the character attempt to harmonize the old mindset with the new one? So that's it for today. I hope you will stop by the site and join me in conversation on this. What is the lie your character believes? If you'd like to be part of the Word Player community over on my site and join in the conversation on this subject, be sure to stop by the website at helpingwritersbecomeauthors.com. You can always find a transcript of the most recent podcast and add your voice to the discussion by visiting the first post on the site's homepage. And don't forget that if you're looking for an older post, you can always find those by putting the podcast title in the search field at the top of the right-hand column. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music, or whatever your favorite podcast platform may be. And if you'd like to do something to support Helping Writers Become Authors, it always means a ton if you're able to leave just a quick rating or review on your site of choice. Also, many thanks to those who support my work on Patreon. Your patronage helps make Helping Writers Become Authors and its many resources available to writers everywhere. If you're interested in becoming a patron, you can find out more at patreon.com/kmwyland. Thank you so much for listening to the Helping Writers Become Authors podcast, and be sure to check back again next week.